She loves Chanel CC, designer belt GG, house full of models GG. How many bottles plenty? How many hating many? Run it up.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of A Little Kiss and Tell. I have my co-host here with me today.
What's good, y'all? Mr. Hollywood is back in the motherfucking building.
I'm so excited. I'm Courtney Levitt, but I'm more excited because Mr. Hollywood is here. Hey, but you know, I'm so glad to have you here.
Okay, so y'all see how crazy this one is today. And we have our lovely guests here with us today. Marie, please let them know where they can find you and everything that you have going on.
Hey, you guys. I am T. Marie. I am the dating coach here. I cannot wait to have this conversation with you guys, man. I love doing what I do. But I am a dating coach. I have been a certified dating coach for 2 years now. I have an academy called Date Great. And I do have a magazine now out called Love and Lifestyle Magazine, which encompasses everything love and lifestyle. So I am actually here to read. Set the way we are seeing and doing relationships. So that is my job. Right. I have made it my mission to do that because I'm telling you, the way these podcasts and all this other stuff is out here, it got people looking real, real crazy. So that is my mission. That is what God has put on my spirit. However, I got to do it is what we're going to do. So I'm excited.
I'm so happy.
Help the people. I can't help the people.
She's legit. We go way back.
When I say way.
Way.
Like, seriously.
So she has different, oh my gosh, she does everything. She's in radio.
Yes.
Yes.
My resume. I've done radio since 2011. I've had my own show. I actually started the syndicated streaming radio shows here in Atlanta. Yep. So I've been doing this for quite some time. I'm not new to this.
Yes.
Not at all. Yes. Tell us something in the background. A little bit.
You know what she's talking about.
Okay.
Seen the dating game
change. Yes. Okay. So for today's icebreaker game, y'all, we're gonna do a relationship card game. I'm gonna throw out some questions.
Yeah. These always give me the worst anxiety.
Okay. Let's see.
Shout out to
Tilero
Tequila.
Okay.
Drink glass. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's see. Okay, so if your significant other presents you with a prenup before your wedding, would you sign it? Why or why not?
I'm signing it. I'm signing it because I have a prenup too. I understand what it means to protect your assets. Mm-hmm. If you're coming into a relationship and you have assets, then protecting your assets is important. If I'm coming in for the right reason, then I have no reason to be upset if somebody wants to protect their assets. If I'm here for the long haul, then I'm signing the paper because guess what, baby? I got a piece of paper for you to sign as well. So I understand when people come in with no assets and they can get offended. They feel like they're coming in to earn what you already have made. But you have to protect. These are assets. You have to protect them. So if they love you, they know that you're going to share what you have with them. So I'm good for the signature.
Because why are you marrying someone who is not going to protect you at all?
Right.
I'm going to sign this piece of paper because I trust you.
Right.
You're going to do the right thing.
Yep.
Yeah, like whatever.
Yep.
And then also, too, marriage is a business.
It is.
I was about to say that.
So businesses, you sign contracts.
Exactly.
So what's the difference?
Because I'm going to protect my money from somebody.
Hello.
I'm going to protect my money from you, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Y'all would agree.
Yeah.
I love it.
I got
my own shit. And that's what happens when you got your own stuff. You understand.
There's more bombs up here about a different story. We ain't
bombs.
Okay.
So period. What's more important to you, sex or intimacy?
Definitely intimacy for me. But that I've grown.
Yeah.
I've grown.
Oh,
I've grown.
give us
Mr. Hollywood.
This is a Scorpio speaker.
Oh Lord.
I mean, I love intimacy, but the sex is just it just solidifies. It just gives you what you need. Like it gets me off. Like, see my nipples hard?
So you can have sex without the intimacy then? Is it the same thing for you?
It can't. If I'm liking you, of course I would. But if I'm just one of the bus one, you know, it's all about the sex.
Mm. As your fellow water sign, I know you want the intimacy.
Oh, okay. True.
And the sex.
Okay, then, ooh, that's sex,
yeah,
though.
It's okay, final one. Could you be happy in a relationship with, if the sex was horrible? Explain your answer.
Again, that takes some adulting, mm-hmm, right? So you can, but you're definitely going to have to create some outside sources and some other things to make you happy. So if you like the person, you love the person enough, and you've created that relationship, mm-hmm, and the sex is not good, but you know, we're talking about length or width or dryness, mm-hmm, or whatever, now you have to implement things in order to be able to make the sexual experience good. So you have to take the pride out of it. So yeah, if you're not big enough and I need to use some or whatever, or you're not staying hard, cool.
Right.
And ma'am, if you're not wet enough or whatever, you need to be lubricated,
right,
cool. But you have to be adult about approaching sex, because it's not always this magical thing that happens all the time.
Right.
It could be.
Sex, but it could.
That sounds like so much work.
Man.
That's why I'm the problem. That's why I'm single.
So you'd be willing to leave somebody who's amazing to you, right? To treat you well, does things for you, because the sex is not good. Mm. Again, that's what
adults. What did Jeremy say? I want that sex.
It's an adult. It's an adult.
Okay, but I.
They're doing all those things. That,
yeah.
Yeah. Then yes, I would. He would have to be open-minded.
Yes.
So if I want to try some things, like you said.
But how do you have that conversation?
If you are adult enough to have sex, then you're adult enough to approach that conversation. You cannot be taking shit out and pulling it out and not talk about it. Like,
right,
we wrong here. Okay. The conversation is this, babe. I love you and I like this, but I'm not really satisfied. Can we have a talk about connecting and being satisfied? I want you to be satisfied. I want me to be satisfied. So let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Anybody gets offended by having a dummy conversation,
yeah,
that's not the person you need to be.
True.
Okay.
Come on, open mind.
Because that's really why I'm like, now I gotta have this conversation. Yeah, now it's weird. Right. Now he gonna look at me like, what you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a nice guy, but like, this isn't so nice. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's definitely the approach.
Yeah.
Okay, now I do want to touch on Love is Blind season 6. So, y'all saw how Clay left the girl AD at the altar like that, right? Now, there were a lot of red flags along the way that were ignored. So, some people say that they think that she just really wanted to be married, wanted to leave there with somebody. And, I mean, he's a very attractive guy as well. So, it's like, that might have been a catch for her. You know, I don't know. But it was just crazy how the signs were ignored. And then to get to the altar, he's smiling in her face. He's like, ha. The first compliment that he said when he saw her in a wedding dress was, "Your body it," or something like that. Why are you complimenting my body and not telling me?
Because I can't tell you that you're beautiful, because your body was body. That's crazy.
Really attracted to her like that.
Wow.
Body, but I don't think she's a typical type.
Yeah.
So he was attracted to the physicality of it all versus the.
Well, because if you're only talking to him through a pod,
okay,
and then you see them in real life, and okay, it's not your typical type, I think he wanted to probably be nice,
okay,
and
okay,
not make her feel unbeautiful on her wedding day. But
damn,
I love your hair. It was like,
everybody
knows
that on the internet.
Damn,
yeah, I'm sure y'all seeing this stuff go around.
I was just so thrilled that when I saw that, like, if the signs were there and she ignored them, mm-hmm, you know, we always talk about these red flags, mm-hmm, but we also know that we can get so caught up that red flags are actually green in our eyes, mm-hmm, or we think that we can change them, mm-hmm, if we become enough, right?
Yeah. Right?
But no matter how much you are, you're never going to be enough for the person who doesn't want you, or not feeling you, or haven't decided that you're the one, no matter how much you
do. The word.
So you can't judge who you are against what somebody else thinks about you, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's only based on what they see as valuable. So
right,
they don't see you as valuable. Doesn't mm-hmm mean you're not valuable, mm-hmm, but what you bring to is not valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the way she was able to, but I don't know, I don't think I could have just sit there and took that as gracefully as she did.
I know. She
was very graceful about it.
She looked at her mom and said,
"Y'all
ready?"
Oh,
baby, I probably would have. Yeah. I would have had to mush it.
I was saying. See, I'm dramatic, so.
I'm gonna tell you all.
Exactly. As gracious and graceful as I am, I would have to mush that in your face. Because you got to have that embarrassing in front of all these people.
Yeah.
But then I can take my little dress and walk away gracefully.
And cry in a row. But I got to
Definitely don't do that. Yeah.
I
got
to get you that one push at a time. Because what you're not doing is considering how you set me up at the same time.
Right.
Not been had prior, like
he knew wrong.
He did.
That's
crazy. I wonder how much production plays into that, though. Mm-hmm. You know,
I would say a lot.
Obviously, like, girl, come on, like, did you really think maybe you did? Right. But the signs were there.
A lot of people were like, "Why didn't he talk to her before?"
Right.
But I'm like, production gonna make you. They literally only had one successful person get married. So nobody would have
right.
not been the show. Yeah.
Right.
Y'all gotta go to the altar.
Wait till the altar and say
something.
I wonder, did they prepare her though? Like, probably how do you let somebody know the blindside them that way? That may have been why she was able to do it so gracefully, because there's just no way I could have gotten that far and not, again, mushed you. There's just no way and not knowing. So that's, you know, when you come to these shows and production not letting the other person know what's going to happen, that's kind of, that's a dangerous game.
Right.
Yeah.
TV, that's crazy. Okay, y'all. So for today's topic, renew or new boo.
I mean, a little bit.
So basically, there was a trending video going around. This guy, he had me like a marketing shirt, so he was basically saying that he feels like there should be a law saying that every 5 years you renew. You get to see if you want to renew your marriage. Like, if you want to stay married with them or not. Like, you can either end things there, clean with a clean slate, or continue on with your marriage. How do you feel about that, just that in general?
I actually don't think that that's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a terrible idea. But I do think that there's some things that need to go along with that. You definitely need to definitely renew your marriage license. I believe that.
Okay.
But not necessarily in divorce, but definitely counseling, revisiting things that you've done, making sure you still know the person. I think there's things that you should definitely do at a certain point in time, and you should be required to do. You renew every license in this world. Every license. And there's no reason why you should think that a marriage license dealing with two imperfect people who change and evolve
all the time
are staying the same. So there should be a time period, maybe 7 years or whatever, that you go back, or whenever your life is renewed, you know what I'm saying? And go back and revisit this topic. Where are we right here and right now?
And like an evaluation, like I said, marriage is a business.
Right.
So again, you have to, like, it's your job. You have to, they give you an evaluation of your, of what you're doing for the, whether it's a year or 2 years. So I think the same thing applies to a marriage, you know, evaluating what you've been through, what you want to do in the future. Like, that's really, really important.
I think a part of that too, like I seen on, I forget where I read this or saw this, but they were talking about how they do like a weekly check-in. What did I do right this week? What did I do wrong?
I love
this
that.
Week?
Okay.
How was this week for you? But I think at like the 5 year mark, now we can, it's almost like, everything's a job. Everything's a job. But like at that 5 year mark, now we can look back over, okay, what did we accomplish? Did we accomplish these goals that we set?
Right.
Do we have kids? Do we want to have kids? What schools are our kids going to? Like, reevaluate everything that we have all the. I'm a data person. We have all the data. We have everything right here. It's in black and white. If you got it on paper. But like, you can come back and you revisit it. But like, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know, we had a good 5 years or we had a good 7 years, and it doesn't have to end bad. It was a great ride.
That's what I'm saying. What about this domestic violence?
Yes,
killings has been happening as well.
Yep,
this one case.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all had bottled up whatever the fuck craziness, because the killings and shit. Oh my god.
Just leave.
It should never get that serious.
And I'm not saying like for women to just leave. I mean, yes, women just leave. I don't want to say that and sound insensitive, because I know what it means to be in a relationship and you can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, for the men who want to put your hands on people, just leave.
Mm-hmm. Come on, come on for the empathy. Come on. Go, friend.
When it comes to that, though, there should be a penalty if you're getting out.
Right.
Because we when you approach, it doesn't mean at 5 years, I know at 5 years I can get out of here.
Right.
You have to approach this with some seriousness.
I like that. Yeah. Point,
if you decide to go, then there's a penalty for leaving, and that penalty has to be spelled out. Just kind of almost like a prenup.
You break your contract. You break the contract.
Yeah. Person, especially if it's one person wants to stay and one person wants to go, but there has to be a penalty at that 5-year mark that you get whatever is written out.
I love that so much.
You to still work,
right?
Yeah.
5 years, I can just get out of here, but now I have to weigh a penalty against the idea of me leaving. Do I want to really stay and work that, or I'm willing to take this penalty because it really is time for me to get out.
Yeah.
So there's ways of doing that.
That way, exactly.
I'm like, could you put that in a prenup?
I think you probably could. You can put
anything in a prenup, right?
Like, you can anything. We can revisit this in 5 years, and if we're not here in 5 years, then this is the penalty for us leaving.
Right.
Anything could be in a prenup. Okay. We need to start thinking, because people have changed. People are changing so much, and you just don't know. People are not the same. They don't have the same character. They don't have the same a lot. And no matter sometimes how much work and vetting you do, sometimes you just don't know the person until you actually live with them.
Okay, it got spicy. No, this is a sneak. So I'm gonna bring in a current event. I got a sneak a little something in here for my wonderful team of Reed. So Miss Portia Williams.
I love that.
I wanna, just because the way you talking, I wanna, what do you feel about that? Like that, I mean, it blindsided everybody. Yes. What's on your mind, T. Marie?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So many people, of course, they ask me the same thing. What do you think this was about?
Yeah.
And so because I don't really know the reason they're breaking up, it's hard for me to give my opinion on it seriously. But, you know, again, you know, you get into this thing, this marriage, and then first of all, it was a whirlwind of a marriage. How long were they together before they got married?
A year and maybe a couple of months.
But that's how long they were married.
Oh,
I think they were like six to eight months or something.
It was premature.
It was very, very premature.
Yeah.
I think it was very social media driven with all the drama that was going on with the wife that their ex-wife he was with. It was kind of like, I'm going to show you, so we're going to go ahead and come with you. There was definitely no vetting in that situation. There was definitely no understanding who this person was. And if you're talking about his background, how don't you know his background?
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. I also go back to, what's the girl that was married to the on the Housewives? What's her name? Phaedra.
Okay.
I go back to people always saying, I didn't know what he was doing. No, so, your spouse.
Well, you,
spouse.
But you don't. Sometimes you don't.
That's
know
a whole no.
If Teresa
Giudice went down for what her husband did, what was the difference between Phaedra knew? And I love me a Scorpion Phaedra.
I
love me some Apollo.
Right.
But she knew what the fuck that motherfucker was doing.
But sometimes you don't.
She's too inquisitive to me.
I feel like Teresa probably knew
you are really moving in that way, blindsided.
That was a good.
I'm
too nosy.
Setting yourself up to understand. You gotta, if you don't know the person's background,
right?
Then that's some really dangerous stuff. You're setting yourself up to get married. So when it comes to this, I don't believe that we're talking about the stuff that he did prior or whatever he had going on that she didn't know. We always know. I've been with
right.
You know what I'm saying?
As a person that's been with somebody who moves that way, you know what they're doing. You have to know so you can protect assets and stuff. I just don't believe this is something that just blindsided her.
Right. She knew about that white collar crime.
Oh yeah, absolutely, because she benefited from it.
In Jesus' name.
That whole not saying, you know, we really take these vows. We don't take them seriously at all.
Yeah.
This, for better or for worse, is just that. If you said that, then you should admit that or take it out. So again, we talk about getting to this 5-year mark. Those should be some of the things that you have to go back. What did you say in your vows? Did you honor those things?
Ooh.
This is your penalty for not honoring those things.
Oh.
This is your payout for honoring those things. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
I love
this. So we have to start setting up these things make it make sense like we do anything else in life.
Right.
The love is the covering. We bring love in it like it's going to protect it. No, love is not enough.
Yeah, love is not enough.
Love is not enough. It is not. You take a cake, you can't do nothing with just frosting. You have salt, sugar, flour,
come on.
Ingredients.
Yeah.
Cake.
Right.
And make sure it's done. That's your bedding and all of that. You can love, which is the top. That's what makes everything complete. It covers it. It makes you eat. It makes you be able to tolerate it.
Come on.
Put that on top of some stuff that
you
ain't baked. Or stuff that's been left out of the cake. And so still be some booze.
Message?
Come on, Jesus.
Come on, boo.
Yes. Okay. It was another good one on here that I wanted to.
Man, she laid that down.
Because I'm like,
pay too much with these relationships.
Yeah.
Because like, so, but can you really know a person? Because you know, sometimes people get married and those really quick, like, spur of the moment, like, oh my God, it was a whirlwind romance, and we knew each other for 4 months, and we talked all day, and we talked all night, and we are in love, and we're getting married. Is there such a thing as getting married too soon?
I think if both people are ready and have done the work at this, and they're ready at the same time. Mm-hmm. They're both prepared because it's not about the opportunity. It's about timing. We always have the opportunity to do things, but timing is everything because have I done the work? Am I ready? Am I financially prepared? Am I emotionally prepared? Have I divorced my husband, wife, whatever? Am I emotionally set up? Am I healed? If you meet two people if those two people meet, then those two people can get married in 6 months because they've done all the work. And you take one person who's done this work and a person who hasn't done this work, and you wonder why it took them 4 or 5 years to get married, because somebody had to get to the same point with the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
What do you feel about the women that are proposing to men?
You're a man.
That's what I feel. Why is that happening
that
so
is
much?
That is how I feel. Y'all talk about men not being masculine. Like,
oh my God.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because,
what are you doing?
Because what are you? Please stand up.
And that's
I'll help you. Lean on my shoulder.
And that's where a lot of. And that's where a lot of the guys, you know, the guy, well, of course, I'm not heterosexual, but a lot of my male friends, they're always like an aggressive woman. Women are aggressive. It's like a different aggressiveness this day and age. Mm-hmm. And I think that's super aggressive for a woman to, I would be the fuck, like, and not even, you do that in front of people, I'd be behind my face. If I was straight and the woman did that, I'd be like, bitch, what you doing?
Yeah,
know?
Because what
sure.
do you want?
That would have made my dick smaller.
I would have been like, baby, what you drop? Let me help you pick it up.
I'd be like, I would have started coughing or something. I can't hide my face, so I'm like.
This happened recently, and the guy, he's a comedian, he was on another podcast, and he was basically saying that he wanted to tell that lady, get up, what are you doing? And the dude said he didn't say yes.
Of course.
Like, how do you even embarrass yourself like that?
And I'm sure most of the time they're not saying yes. Like,
no.
Or if they are, they're just saving face, because honestly, we have got to allow. You know, when you're in a relationship with a man, you've got to allow him. He really is setting the tone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want him to be the leader. He sets the tone.
Yes.
You want to follow his leader.
Right.
Yes.
He sets the tone. You are there to support the tone.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't take away your independence or whatever. And then now y'all just outdone independence, ladies. Y'all have overextended it too much, but it is over.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing good about independence.
Mm.
You have to be able to take care of yourself by yourself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with you getting in partnership with somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
It kind of reminds me of just to take it back on the original Love and Hip Hop New York when I first saw it happen, when Chrissy as Jim Jones.
Oh,
I was like, the fuck?
That went so deep in my brain.
And an aggressive guy like Jim Jones, I was like, she set herself up.
And they still are not married.
And they still
are
married.
She still
with
him.
Oh, that's
wild. Oh.
Like, Jimmy, please. Marry that woman.
He knew that she was stuck. And not going nowhere, period. So.
Right.
That's so crazy, though. Like, I could never tell my, like, just leave.
That was cringe. That was cringy. That was. I was like, oh.
Because she didn't. She deserved better than that. Like, come on.
You gotta know together. There's no way you could still be in that situation. I think you deserve better. Like, too many times we really, we act according to what we deserve, or what we think we deserve.
Yes.
So if you continue to allow people to do things to you, that's what you think you're worth. Until you understand what you're worth and be willing to walk away from some things that you know don't fit you or suit you, then you're just going to get whatever people give you.
Oh.
And you don't want people's residue.
Well, no. People settle for a foot,
I don't want the residue.
No residue.
When do I need to be in class?
Nobody else's residue. I take my residue, but nobody else's.
Nobody else's residue.
Yeah. Okay, let's agree. Before we close out today, is there anything else that you want to tell our people? Rather it be advice, rather it be something for the singles, for the dating, for the marriage.
Help us all, so, Jesus.
Yes, I know, right? Well, so, I focus on dating. So my thing is dating, and I focus on teaching women and men how to date. I focus on women because a lot of times we're not doing the work and having the accountability and doing the things that we need to do to prepare ourselves to attract the type of people that we want. And if when it comes to a man, when he's trying to date, when I'm focusing with him, we're talking about, are you ready to take on somebody? Because men are getting to the point where they think they're coming in to 50-50 or being that type of partnership. Right. No, that is not what your angle is. That wasn't what you were created to do. You came in to cover a partner. So are you set up to cover, protect, and provide for a person?
Yes.
If you're not, then we need to talk about your mentality, why you don't think that, what have you seen, what have you heard, what's been done. So let's get you ready, because you can't go into somebody's life, a woman's life, thinking that, hey, we're going to team up and I need your part. No, that's not who you are. That's not who you were set up, to deal with. So I focus on dating in the single realm for that, but when it comes to couples, I focus on dating because you still have to continue to get to know each other.
Really,
those are things
I love that.
You have to do to create that bond, to maintain that bond.
Yeah.
So dating is also maintenance. You can't buy a car and not do the maintenance to the car.
These analogies are analogies.
They're top tier.
So when we start to apply dating to real life situations, then it makes more logical sense. Mm-hmm. We have gotten to think of dating and love, this is a fantasy. These are really logical thought processes that you're creating for your life. The person you partner with can destroy your life or can help create a better life.
Right.
So when you start to think about getting partnering up with somebody, you need to think of that first. Okay, I'm bringing this person in my space.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for them? What can we add to each other to be able to make life good?
Yes.
Is bringing this person in my life going to better my life or is it going to destroy my life?
Mm-hmm.
And other part, me getting into somebody else's life, am I going to destroy their life? Can I add to their life? Or am I going to take away from their life?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, relationships is not about what you can give, it's about what you want.
Shonda Bushelabasha.
I'm literally like, what time can I schedule my first conversation? Because apparently I'm dating wrong.
And you do the homosexuals, correct?
Not the homosexuals.
All right, just in case I get, I'm gonna be like, I'm going to my team to read.
We need some help because social media has ruined dating, especially in the Black community.
So, oh my God!
I wonder what the other side of Instagram look like for their dating.
And we miss the fact that our communities are looked upon as less because we're not community. You can't make community without family. Family without successful relationships.
Right.
I'm about to shut this computer.
Because our community is so broken, then when it comes to the polls, when it comes to policy, when it comes to anything being created, and any type of thing, we're always last or thought of last because they know they can get our stuff without pouring into us because we don't know how to pour into ourselves.
Oh.
So until we get solid as a community, which goes all the way back to family, again, which goes all the way back to dating, we're going to always get the last. So we have to think about, again, we're not just making decisions based off this quick emotion.
Mm-hmm.
We're making lifelong decisions that are affecting our lifeline, our lineage, and our money, our wealth, our generation. Again, think more about not just right now, but the long term.
Right.
You're leaving legacy.
Right. Yes. And that's the legacy. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Y'all
need to make this go viral. Because if I see one more podcast talking about relationships and it's not like this,
y'all
making the wrong people go viral. Because that is real.
Why I wanted to do it, because I know what outside and what people are talking. And I know they're doing this to get likes and visuals and go viral. And we're just not, we're not focused enough on what we really need as a community. We're focused on how to make money off broken people. And people will make money off broken people. They do it all the time on reality TV. They take broken people and they know what it look like, and they put it out there. And they love to see people's trauma. And we will benefit, and we will live, laugh, and do whatever off of people's trauma. And just be entertained versus pouring into what we need to do in order to get the best of what we need. So make it go viral.
Y'all make sure y'all check out T. Marie.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Make sure y'all check out what she has going on. She got a lot of money.
Yes.
With T. Marie as well. And y'all make sure y'all get some merch. The merch, the link is in our bio on the Little Kiss and Tell, as well as on my Instagram account. And happy National Women's Month.
That's exactly
Yes. All the ladies out there, shout out to y'all.
My queens. I'm privileged to be here with my queens. You know, mwah. Yes, daddy is happy.
Yeah. Daddy, am I your baby? Am I your baby?
I love it. Okay,
until
next time, guys. Bye.
Face down, ass up, waiting for me. I'ma show you pretty ass up.